This is truly an awesome apartment for the deaf community.
Opening ceremonies at the Water Tower View housing complex weren't amplified on a typical public address system yesterday. Some in the audience heard the speeches over what's called an FM loop system that connects to a certain type of hearing aid. The loop system is just one of the special features Water Tower View offers for the deaf or hearing impaired. The senior housing complex also has a video intercom, flashing lights to alert people of visitors, and staff trained in American Sign Language. Kim Bruno is a member of CODA, which stands for Children of Deaf Adults. She says the independent living building in the Milwaukee suburb of Greenfield is a place where deaf seniors can fit in.
They'll be fully integrated, that they get to talk to each other, they feel like they're part of a community, and, you know, have their own place to live.
Apartments at Water Tower View range from about $500 a month for a one-bedroom to $800 for a two-bedroom. That's considered relatively cheap, especially for a new building. The complex's developer is Cardinal Capital Management. Spokesperson Joe Tomei says it's a break-even deal for his company.
There's a lot of time and effort that went into working out the technologies within the building and doing it right the first time, making sure that we had a really good, high-quality product, and we hope to make money on the next one.
A construction grant from Milwaukee County and $4 million in tax credits from the Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority helped get Water Tower View built. WEDA Executive Director Antoni O'Reilly says the state is open to helping with other projects for the hearing impaired.
So this is something that is on our radar screen. We got to make sure that we tailor these kinds of projects to the local community, making sure they fit into the local community.
The aging baby boom generation may be searching for such housing soon. The Wisconsin Association of the Deaf says 400,000 people in the state have hearing loss, and the group expects that number to nearly double within 25 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Greenfield.